We recently spoke with Highland County Sheriff's Office Deputy Bob Kelly to find out more about an upcoming concealed carry class.
Along with the NRA and the Sheriff's Office, a joint effort, we're going to offer concealed carry classes October the 6th and 7th, at the Friday and the Saturday. And if there's enough interest, also October the 20th and 21st. It's an 8-hour class, NRA certified instructor and myself, classroom on Friday, and then Saturday we'll go to the range and be able to shoot your weapon. What we're going to be teaching and discussing is basic firearm safety, what kind of ammo you need to carry, holsters is very important on how you carry it, where you carry it, and also the responsibilities that comes with carrying a firearm.
He spoke a bit more about those responsibilities.
I've had a lot of discussion over the years with many different people. It's a concern, especially with the way our society is evolving, but it's not for everybody. The responsibility that comes with it, it's more than a responsibility. It's a life change, because every time you put that gun on, there's going to be a gun at the gunfight. So there's a lot of things to consider, and we'll go over that in the class. In the past, there's been a lot of people that chose not to carry because they didn't understand completely what it was all about. Most people that carry are responsible gun owners, and they're not out to be a vigilante group. They are there just to protect themselves and their family, and they just feel more comfortable, more at ease in conditions, especially when they travel away from this area.
Deputy Kelly talked more about travel precautions.
Open carry, it's legal in Virginia in most areas, in most businesses. Some businesses, they have to post it, but you have to use common sense. But this is why concealed carry is very important, because you make people at ease. Because when someone sees somebody come in with a gun or a rifle strapped over their back, it's not like when we were growing up, everybody carried a gun and we was all groundhog hunting or whatever. But now it's a little different. Since we're so close to West Virginia and other states, if you travel, before you go on a trip, make sure you check with each state that you're going through and even the bigger cities and check the laws. You have to be careful. Read the laws. And if you have any problems or questions with interpreting them, feel free to give me a call.
The class begins at 8 a.m. at the Highland County Modular Building. Deputy Kelly spoke about requirements and how those interested could contact him for more information.
What they really need is the desire or the interest to want to carry a concealed firearm. Also, they need to bring their firearm with them. If they don't have one, I have several others that they can borrow or use or try to get a feel for. It's very important that you carry the correct firearm that you feel comfortable carrying it. Because if you leave it at home, it's not going to do you any good. If they could call me at the sheriff's office, it's 468-2210, or you can call me at home, which is 499-2284. I have to limit the class to 10 people, and right now I have 3, so we still have plenty of room. If you can just call me, let me know, so I'll have an idea of what materials to bring. There is a fee, $75 for the class, but it's a lot of fun, and we've done it a few years ago, and I'll be looking forward to seeing everybody that comes.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.